We see a very clearly the Lord saying to him, as the Lord God of Israel liveth before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years. You know, and we see that he was obedient to that word. And then we read here, and the word of the Lord came unto him saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. You know, and you see verse 4, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. Oh, how wonderful it is. Supernatural sustenance. You know, ravens always take from you, attack you and take your food away. And here we see that very ravens which are so selfish and, you know, they take away from others, now bringing in to Elijah, God's servant. And I want to say this to all of us. God who is going to sustain his church. God will sustain his people. Now, I do not have answer to everyone's detailed situation. You know, I have nothing. But I can tell you God's word. I can tell you his character. And it's for me and for you to depend on him. I know in some measures I have experienced God's hand sustaining me in the early years of the ministry. Yeah. Now I want to tell you, it's for every one of us. Justice shall live by faith, and here we are, saints of God. Now Elijah had to obey the voice of God, had to go where God told him to go. Wait there. God's word did not fail. And it came to pass, verse 7, after a while the brook dried up because there was no rain. And the question is, can't God make a miracle and, you know, have some springs that it is maintained? You know, but, you know, it's changed. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying again, rise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. Oh my God, we see God's providence. Now, that may not be the way that we will be, you know, we will be led. God's word, his character, he makes a way for his elect. Yes, and so we know the story. He went to this widow's house and she said she's just going to make the last morsel and eat, and then they're going to die. Both myself and my son, we both are going to eat it, and we just eat the last meal and we are ready to die. You know, but the prophet of God said one thing to her. You know, the prophet of God is not only going to sustain him, but he's going to sustain someone else. Now, so we read here, you know, verse 13, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, till the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Went and did according to the saying of Elijah, she and he and her house did eat many days. Hallelujah. And the barrel of the meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake of Elijah. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today. Whatever the course of the world may be, God has a definite plan for his elect. It is very simple, and it is as absolute as God is sustaining this world or this universe itself. You know, it is as simple and is as absolute. God is sustaining this universe. Hallelujah. God created this world. He's sustaining this world by his word. He created this world by the word of his mouth. And he's sustaining this universe by his word. Amen. You know, so as I said in the beginning, these are the days to God wants to, you know, our foundations of faith must be laid, and our trust in God must be sure or secure. You know, he will protect by the power of his predetermined word. Predetermined word. The word that he has already spoken. We are going to be preserved by the spoken word of God. It is a word of deliverance pronounced by the Lord from the very foundation of this world. This plan is something God determined before the world war.